Still leaning against the incubators, he gave them, while the pencils scurried illegibly across the pages, a brief description of the modern fertilizing process. Spoke first, of course, of its surgical introduction. The operation undergone voluntarily for the good of society, not to mention the fact that it carries a bonus amounting to 6 months' salary. Continued with some account of the technique for preserving the excised ovary alive and actively developing. Passed on to a consideration of optimum temperature, salinity, viscosity. Refer to the liquor in which the detached and ripened eggs were kept, and, leading his charges to the work tables, actually showed them how this liquor was drawn off from the test tubes, how it was let out drop by drop onto the specially warm slides of the microscopes, how the eggs which it contained were inspected for abnormalities, counted and transferred to a porous receptacle, how, and he now took them to watch the operation, this receptacle was immersed in a warm bouillon containing free-swimming spermatozoa. At a minimum concentration of 100,000 per cubic centimeter, he insisted, and how, after 10 minutes, the container was lifted out of the liquor and its contents re-examined, how, if any of the eggs remained unfertilized, it was again immersed, and, if necessary, yet again, how the fertilized ova went back to the incubators, where the alphas and betas remained until definitely bottled, while the gammas, deltas, and epsilons were brought out again, after only 36 hours, to undergo Bokanovsky's process. Bokanovsky's process, repeated the director, and the students underlined the words in their little notebooks. One egg, one embryo, one adult. Normality. But a Bokanovskified egg will bud, will proliferate, will divide. From 8 to 96 buds, and every bud will grow into a perfectly formed embryo, and every embryo into a full-sized adult, making 96 human beings grow where only one grew before. Progress. Essentially, the DHC concluded, Bokanovskification consists of a series of arrests of development. We check the normal growth, and paradoxically enough, the egg responds by budding. Responds by budding. The pencils were busy. He pointed. On a very slowly moving band, a rack full of test tubes was entering a large metal box. Another rack full was emerging. Machinery faintly purred. It took 8 minutes for the tubes to go through, he told them. 8 minutes of hard X-rays being about as much as an egg can stand. A few died. Of the rest, the least susceptible divided into two. Most put out 4 buds, some 8. All were returned to the incubators, where the buds began to develop. Then, after 2 days, were suddenly chilled, chilled and checked. 2, 4, 8, the buds in their turn budded, and having budded, were dosed almost to death with alcohol. Consequently, burgeoned again, and having budded, bud out of bud out of bud, were thereafter, further arrest being generally fatal, left to develop in peace. By which time the original egg was in a fair way to becoming anything from 8 to 96 embryos, a prodigious improvement, you will agree, on nature. Identical twins, but not in piddling 2s and 3s, as in the old viviparous days, when an egg would sometimes accidentally divide, actually by dozens, by scores at a time. Scores, the director repeated, and flung out his arms, as though he were distributing largesse. Scores!